Good morning, children. I welcome to e-learning class. My name is K. Padmasree, AACS Manuguru. I am going to teach the chapter Force and Laws of Motion. To explain this chapter, I divided into 5 modules. Let us learn in our module 1 about force, effects of force, and types of forces. In your previous chapter, what we learned? Yes, children, the motion of an object along a straight line in terms of its position, velocity, and acceleration. And 3 types of equations, v equal to u plus at and s equal to ut plus half at square, and v square minus u square is 2as. Do you know what causes the motion? How the object changes its speed or direction? Let us find out the answers for these questions in our module 1. Children, to open the door, what we do? Yes, we push the door. To close the door, what we do? Yes, we pull the door. Actually, what happens when we pull or push an object? When we push or pull an object, we apply some external force on it, which makes it to move. Let us take examples of kicking a ball or pulling a trolley, flying a kite. Here, we observe that in all these cases, we are applying some external effort to make these objects to move. So we can say that this external effort causes some motion in the objects. Children, some more examples are given in my PPT slides on push and pull of an object. An external effort applied on an object changes. Is it only in motion, or we observe some other changes in it? Let us see in examples. What happens when we stretch a spring? Yes, it increases its length. Then what happens to the spring if we compress it? Yes, it decreases in its length. So when we apply external effort in the form of stretching or compressing, we observe that there is a change in its size. In another example, what happens when we bend a plastic pipe or when we hit the empty can with a hammer? In these cases, they change their shape. Let us see, when we apply an external effort on the objects, what are the other changes we observe? While riding a bicycle, if you want to increase the speed, we put more effort on pedaling. Or if you want to decrease the speed again, you apply some effort in the form of brakes. So this effort can change the speed of the object. It can change moving object to rest or rest to motion. Let us take an example of playing table tennis. What happens to the ball when the player hits it? It changes its speed and direction. Like this, situations you will see in your playground while playing a cricket or football. In these various situations which we discussed, we observe that some external effort is possible for the change in the state of motion, size, shape, speed, direction of the objects. What is this external effort called? Yes, this is called force. Let us define it. Force is an external effort in the form of push or pull, stretch, compresses, which may move a body from rest to motion, or some moving body to rest, or change speed and direction of the body, to change the shape and size of the body. Again, let us say, what is the force? Its definition. Force is an external effort in the form of push or pull, stretch or compresses, which may move a body from rest to motion or motion to rest, change speed and direction of the body, or change the size and shape of a body. When the force is applied on an object, it changes its shape, size, state of motion, speed, and direction. These are the effects of force. So, children, can we say force is a physical quantity? Yes, it is a physical quantity. Is it a vector or a scalar? Yes, it is a vector because it has both magnitude and direction. Let us learn types of forces acting on a body. Let us consider an example in a game of tug of war. If one team is stronger than the other, we see that the weaker team is pulled towards the strong one. Suppose if both the teams have same strength, can the string be pulled towards one side? No. Why this happens so? Let us take one more example. If a block with string is placed on a table and on opposite sides you and your friend push the string with the same effort, will the block move? No. Let us know about the forces acting on the block. We observe that on sideways there are equal forces in opposite direction. The action of force is the weight of the block acts downwards, and the reaction force of the table acts upwards. So the net forces acting on the block is zero, because the algebraic sum of all the forces on the block is zero. Such forces are called balanced forces. Let us define the balanced forces. If the resultant of all the forces acting on a body is zero, then the forces are called balanced forces. Balanced forces can change the size and shape of the object, but cannot change the state of rest or uniform motion, or no change in the direction. Next, we'll come to unbalanced forces. For example, we can move easily the heavy objects like almirah or fridge and taking the help of wheels. Why? Because here the net forces acting on the almara or fridge are not zero. Let us take another example. Two persons want to push heavy wooden box, but they fail to move. Again, second time tried to push the heavy wooden box. Here also they failed to move. In third time, what they did, children? They used more force on the box. So they are able to move the box. Because in first two cases, the frictional force is more than the pushing force by them. In third case, the frictional force is less than the pushing force applied by them. So the box started moving. Here we observe that the net force acting on the object is not zero. Such forces are called unbalanced forces. You can go through some more examples on balanced and unbalanced forces in my PPT slides. Unbalanced forces can change in the state of rest or state in uniform motion or in the direction of motion of object. Can you say, children, what is the main difference between balanced and unbalanced forces? Yes, children, the net force acting on the body is zero in case of balanced forces, and in case of unbalanced forces, it is not zero. Let me ask one simple question. A person standing on the floor is an example of balanced or unbalanced? Yes, it is an example of balanced forces. Let us recapitulate what we have learned in our first module. Force is an external effort in the form of pushing, pulling, stretching, compressing, etc., which may move on a body at rest or stop a moving body or change the speed of a body or change the direction of a moving body or change the size and shape of the body. The effects of force: when we apply a force on an object, it changes in size, shape, speed, and direction. Balanced forces: if the resultant of all the forces acting on the body is zero. Unbalanced forces: if the resultant of all the forces acting on a body is not zero. Thank you, children. We'll meet again in our next module.